Time now for KRWG's StoryCorps. I'm Edmundo Resendez. Today we meet Angelina Jaquez as she talks with her daughter, Angelica Torres, about coming to the U.S. to work and what life in the shadows means.
It's a very hard topic, you know, to discuss, but to me as a person, and have been a, because I was an immigrant, and I was living in the shadows like all these people are. I think that it will be unfair to send them back, because especially because of their children. You know, their children, they don't know nothing up there. So if you send them up there, what are those kids are gonna do? They're gonna hate you as a parent, because you know it's your fault that they're up there. Yeah. So actually, the ones that suffer are the children. So to me, putting myself in their shoes, I will pray for a miracle that these governments will do something to help the people. Because I know that all the bad things that happen around us, they think that is the immigrants. But actually, a lot of us immigrants are hardworking people. Yes, I'm not saying that everyone is honest or that, you know, good, but the majority it's good, hardworking people. Not everyone is a criminal, so. And the proof is that I am a proof of that, you know, that immigration.
That you can come over and...
Yeah, that I can come over here. And, of course, if they give me the opportunity, I'm gonna grow as a person. I'm going to make a difference. And I'm going to help this economy in this country. Because, you know, a lot of... These people, they work very hard. They never collect their taxes. They never file for income tax. I mean, they work and Social Security. Where is that money going? So, I mean, they're contributing to this society, to this country. So, I would like to see a reform. So everyone, I mean, especially all the people that is here already. The ones that have roots here, you know, to leave him here. But of course, that's my wish. It's just only one wish. So,
you mentioned you can identify with people who have to live their lives in the shadows, because you had to do that. What was that like? What is life in the shadows, and what is a day to day existence in the shadows like?
Well, you have to. You really have to. Step like in eggshells, not to make any noise, because if you make noise, people knows that you're illegal here. They're gonna blame you for things, you know. Let me tell you a story about that. I forgot to mention, you know, through all these times when I came here, I didn't have any papers. I did cross the river. I was a wetback, like they call us. And one of the times that when I was working, I got real sick. I had a toothache. Actually, I had a really bad infection in my tooth. And from having no insurance, no money, no nothing, I didn't have a choice but go to Juarez. I was very scared because I didn't know Juarez. I didn't know anything. And my tia, my aunt, couldn't go with me. So I ended up going alone, which is with directions. I went to a dentist. So then, you know, I was faced with a dilemma that I had to come back again. So that was very scary. And one thing that happened to me, and through all this, you know, I'm a very firm believer in God, and I believe in you know, just the power of God, that He brought me here for a reason. And when I went to Juarez and they pull up my wisdom tooth, then I had to crawl cross back you know, back again over here. I had two cousins with me. I had one aunt living in Juarez, but I didn't want to come alone. So I went, and she let these two little kids come with me. I think they were about maybe 9 years old, and the other one was about seven. Just, you know, to accompany me through the, you know,
your travel,
my travel over here. Well, we did cross, but I was very naive and I didn't know anything about that you're not supposed to go with strangers, you know? So anyway, there was a man we crossed and we were walking. Actually, it was on the border highway. It was by the border highway, and then a truck stopped us right there. And there was a man, an Anglo man, and he said, "You know, I want you to get into the truck because I'm a border patrolman." I never occurred to me to ask him for a badge. I didn't know anything about that you're supposed to ask for all those things. So then, you know, when he said that, he opened the door and got a gun. So we were very, very scared. So we did, you know, get inside the truck. I wanted my nephew, my cousin, to go first, but he didn't let him. He said, "No, I want you sitting next to me." So I sat next to him and then my two cousins. So then he started, and back then I didn't understand English. It was just barely a few words here and there. So I could not understand what he was saying. So he started driving and he drove all the way to Mesa Street. Back then I didn't know Mesa because the only the surroundings that I knew was very limited. So then we started seeing that we were going to the desert, and we started crying. My two cousins started crying, then I started crying because I got very scared because that man got the gun, and he was just waving the gun at us. And, you know, God is not a guy of lies, but for some reason, a thought came into my mind, and I still remember very vividly that I was wearing a blue dress that had a lot of pleats. So when I sat there, my dress, you know, looked like this. So I looked like I was praying it. For some reason, I told that man that I had a baby inside. I was just pointed to my stomach, a baby. And then he asked me, "Are you sure you have a baby?" I mean, of course, that now I understand that those were the words that he was saying. And I told him yes, then I started crying, and then he started crying. It was just it's just so unreal, He started crying, and then he said that, you know, he was very sorry that he had gone to war and he was crazy, and he wanted to take me to the doctor right there and then. And, you know, of course, I was very scared. And so I told him, "No, you know, just drop us off." So he opened the door and he dropped us off.
Angelina Jaques and her daughter, Angelica Torres, from a conversation recorded in El Paso. You can hear this story and other local StoryCorps interviews online at krwg.org in the radio tab under StoryCorps. For KRWG, I'm Edmundo Resendez.